Cecil, are you very smart?
Am I? Ask me something.
I just did. Are you very smart?
Well, when Edison heard about me, he decided to retire. Believe it or not.
Well, you didn't answer my question, Ab.
What?
About how smart you were.
Were? You mean am.
Have your way. But I'll bet I'm smarter than you are.
Oh, you conceited person.
Well, you're not so modest.
Well, but I tell the truth. I am smart.
I'll bet I can beat you doing something.
You can beat me doing what?
Something that it takes brains to do.
How much of a handicap do I have to give you?
Nothing. It's a game. All you have to do is use your brains.
But what are you going to use?
I'll use my brains, too.
Pardon me while I laugh. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, he who laughs last, laughs the longest.
Well, don't hold your breath. That's all I have to say.
Cecil, do you know what's under this table?
Sure. Dust.
No, of course not.
I know. You've got a game under there.
Yes. How did you guess?
Ha-ha. The old brains. See, that proves I use them.
Well, you'll need to in a minute. Look, do you know what this is?
A checkerboard. What are you doing with a checkerboard under there?
It's Uncle Thomas's. He just loves to play checkers.
He would. He's a big sportsman.
And look, here are the checkers.
What are you going to do? Play tiddlywinks with them?
No, we're going to play checkers.
Oh, no, we're not. I'm not an old gray-bearded gent yet.
Oh, Cecil, you don't have to be an old man to play checkers.
Oh, yes, you do. Or a fireman. Now, don't think I'm going to play checkers with you. Come on, let's go for a ride in Ben-Hur.
No, no, Cecil, please. Let's just play one game.
No, sir. I haven't sunk that low yet. Checkers.
I know. You're afraid I'll beat you.
Huh. Any old time.
All right, right now, then.
Nothing doink. What are you doing with a checkerboard, anyhow?
It belongs to Uncle Thomas. He makes me play with him sometimes after dinner.
Well, this is little old Uncle Cecil talking, and I can't be made to play checkers.
I know. You're afraid of me. I'll beat you, coward.
Oh, is that so? Well, I have to go.
No, Cecil, you do not. What do you have to go for?
I've got to see a man about a bicycle. So long.
Oh, Cecil, you do not. Come on, please.
Now, wouldn't I look nice playing checkers?
Oh, Cecil, you look nice doing me thing.
I don't like that snicker after that remark.
Come on, Cecil, play me just one game. I want to see how smart you are.
Well, you can see how smart I am now. I'm proving it to you.
How?
I'm not going to play checkers.
I know. You haven't brains to play with.
You don't use brains. You use checkers.
Well, I use my brains. I do.
What do you use to cover all the other spaces?
Cecil, for the last time, won't you play me one game?
You think of the silliest games to play. It's a wonder you wouldn't think of post office.
I did think of that, Cecil, but I didn't think you'd want to.
Sally, put that board down. I don't want to play.
Oh, Cecil, I want to play.
Yeah, and I don't want to.
I can beat Uncle Thomas.
That don't thrill me.
And that takes a lot of thinking to outsmart him.
Listen, I can beat you blindfolded.
You don't have to. I'll let you look. Come on. I betcha, I betcha.
You can bet from now until exhausted, and I won't play you a game of checkers.
Why won't you?
Well, I haven't played in a long time, and it's silly.
Well, I haven't played in a long time either.
I thought you said you played with your uncle every night.
Well, I haven't played since last night. Cecil, I tell you what I'll do.
Sure, and I'll tell you, too. You're going to put that baby's game up, and we're going riding in Ben-Hur.
Oh, you think you're too grown up to play checkers. This game will help you to think and plan ahead.
Now, Sally, it wouldn't be fair for me to play you. Why, it would be too easy for me to beat you. That wouldn't be any game for you. Come on, let's take a run down to the drugstore and get a soda.
No, please, Cecil. All I want you to do is play just one game with me. I just want to see how clever you are.
Oh, well...
Will you, huh?
No, come on, let's go.
I always knew you couldn't use your brains to play a game. It has to be something simple like tennis, where you use your feet instead of your head.
Oh, so you use your feet to play tennis, huh? Did you ever try holding a tennis racket in your foot, Piccolo Pete, did you?
Besides, I know. Girls are always smarter than boys anyhow, and you don't want me to prove it to you.
You couldn't prove that to me any time. So girls have more brains, have they?
Sure. Everybody knows that.
Well, here's one person that doesn't.
Well, I can very easily prove it to you.
How, Miss Brainstorm?
Play you a game of checkers.
Now listen, once and forever, you couldn't beat me playing any game.
I can beat you playing golf, remember?
Well, sure. That's what you just said. It doesn't take any brains to play golf.
Here, hold the checkerboard.
Hold it yourself. I don't want it.
Well, here, I'll put it on the table. There, now.
You know, Sam, I have a plan. Let's go to a show.
Don't try to change the subject.
You needn't open that board. We won't use it.
Oh, yes, we will, Cecil. You sit over on that side of the table.
I'll stay right where I am.
And I'll move over, now.
Sally, I don't want to play this silly game.
Cecil, anything that takes a lot of brain work isn't silly. Will you play one game? Just one, Cecil.
No, not even a half of one.
Cecil, if you'll play, I'll let you beat me.
Oh, isn't that sweet of you? You couldn't help yourself.
Cecil, if you'll play, I'll give you a king to begin with.
And if you don't let up on this, I'll crown you before you begin.
Oh, Cecil, you're so nice. And you always do what I ask you.
Well, I'm starting a big rebellion right now.
I don't see how you could refuse me just one little favor.
Well, ask me again and I'll show you.
Will you play?
No. That's how.
Cecil, you know what I like about you?
Sure. Because I'm different.
No, it's not that. It's because you're so pleasant and you're always willing to be nice and agreeable when anyone asks you to do anything. You don't act like a stubborn mule and refuse to play just a little old game.
Stubborn mule. I don't care for that last remark.
And I like you because you're so willing to let someone prove anything to you. You're so broad-minded.
Who wants to prove what to me?
I do. I want to prove that I'm a smarter thinker than you are.
Oh, yes? And how are you going to prove it?
By beating you playing a game of checkers.
Oh, you are. Well, I'm just going to show you up. Here, give me those checkers.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. I knew you would.
Well, you knew more than I did.
Sir, I'm smart. Here, give me the red, Cecil.
What do you want the red for?
Because they're the prettiest.
All right. Now, here's where I show you just how weak-minded you are. I'm going to beat you so bad you'll never hear the end of it. And you asked for this, remember. I didn't want to play checkers.